Welcome to another episode of Why Your Story Podcast, coming to you from the home of SBI Media here in Afton, Wyoming. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we're together.
Why your story. Woo-woo!
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, great to be with you today. I think we're probably in the middle of one of the worst snowstorms that I can remember.
We are.
At least, like, far as wind goes. Good heavens.
The wind's always the problem. It's not so much the snow and all that. It's the wind blowing around.
Windy.
That's right. But people in Star Valley, they know how to drive for the most part.
Yeah, they do. No question.
It's just those people from out of state that are like, yeah, and they stop
like
in the middle of the road.
What state are you talking about, MJ?
Oh, I won't pinpoint Utah. I mean, a state.
I was going to say there's. I think Utahns can drive better than the big CA.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
I see more California plates than I do Utah plates.
Yeah. Yeah, the California plates, but bless their hearts, they're in, you know, bumper to bumper. They have another kind of issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what it does psychologically when they get here and there's like nobody else on the road. They think that now it's time to do the Mach 80. You know? I don't know.
Or else just stop and take a picture of that.
Oh, yeah, stop in the middle of the road. Oh, yeah.
Look at those dandelions. I've got to take a picture.
And I wonder what it's like to slide.
Maybe what is a donut? Did you call them donuts or cookies when you were, like, as a kid growing up and doing it in your car?
Oh, yeah. You spin donuts, spin cookies. I've heard it called both, for sure.
And now you can't really do it with the new cars. It just isn't the same.
That traction control ruined it for everybody.
Ruined it, yep. But those of you that have done them know how great it is.
You know, I feel blessed to have grown up in the, I feel, one of the best times. The late 70s, early 80s, you know.
Yeah.
It just seemed like cars were better.
Yeah. And hooky bob. Did you hooky bob ever?
Hooky bob.
Yeah, you know, you hold on to the bumper.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I didn't know that was hooky bobbing.
Well, you could probably call it something else.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name we used for it.
Hmm.
I remember my mom got real mad at us one time for doing it.
Yeah.
And my dad didn't have an answer for my mom. He was the one driving.
I know there were some kids here once that did a mattress and a rope.
Oh, how fun is that?
Until a kid broke his leg. Literally broke his leg. Yeah, I think it was up. It wasn't up Bitter Creek, but it was up one of those Dry Creek or one of them. And yeah.
Oh, my word.
He went flying.
There's our Afton siren going off there.
That's right. Does your town have a siren that goes off?
Yeah, I hope you guys live in a... You can hear it. So every time we get an ambulance page out, that's what happens. So they just paged fire and ambulance to a wreck on the south end.
Oh.
Yeah, dang it.
Hope everybody's okay.
I do too. But we're not on call, so we're not going to run and save the day today.
Nope, we're not.
We will leave that in the capable hands of our Star Valley EMS and Star Valley Afton Fire.
That is correct.
Go get them, guys.
Woo woo.
Well, MJ, today.
Today.
Today is a day of all days. It's the beginning of a new dawn. Is it?
Well, kind of.
I keep hoping.
Yeah, 2024.
I honestly could have done without 2023.
Yeah.
I could have probably done without 2020 to 2023.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah, that was a strange and...
Weird stuff happening.
Time. Yeah, that was.
And, you know, the crazy thing is I always like to read the news. I don't read it. I listen to the news as I drive into work every day. And they were saying yesterday when I was coming into work that there had been 10,000 COVID deaths in the United States so far from the beginning of the year. We're only halfway, not even halfway through June, are we? Or January.
No, they call everything COVID, though.
I agree. I agree. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, 10,000 deaths, United States. I mean, and we just like, oh, okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the craziness of the 2020.
Who could not forget it?
Oh, my gosh. I think it screwed us all up.
Yeah, and everybody came to Wyoming because we are such a great state to visit, and you're out in the open, so we had everybody coming here bringing their old... Flu
life was normal for us. I mean, everybody was social distancing and double masking, triple masking, you know.
It was crazy.
And I look back, remember when COVID hit and it was a big scare and we still had to run on the ambulance and we would get called out. Remember they would page it out as a code C and we had to wear those white suits.
Yeah.
I just remember the scene of E.T. when he comes home and they've got the house surrounded in a tent.
Oh, that's right.
White guys, yeah. You know, with the white suits and big helmets.
Yes.
That's honestly what it was. We had those pappers we had to wear around our head.
Yeah. And then if you were working and you were sweating, then it fell apart.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, this is not protecting me at all.
Yeah. So I remember in fact, that's a good point. The first time I went to lift a patient onto the gurney, I ripped it right up the side. I mean, just completely exposed, you know. But at that point, I don't think everybody was freaking out that COVID spread through the air and all that crap, you know. And of course, we've learned so much since then.
Right. Right.
But you just treat it like the flu.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to get sick, put a mask on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I just know that there was one instant they counted it as a death. And the person had died from a motorcycle wreck. They had COVID.
Yes.
But they didn't die of COVID, but they said they did.
It's correct. And there was a lot of that going on.
That's like, what? But no.
You have to wonder what the motives were. But the government was forking out money like crazy to anything COVID-related, you know?
And the national debt is so huge. You can't even fathom how big it is. And a lot of it is that COVID-related stuff, you know?
It is, yeah.
So
we just had an open checkbook.
Yeah.
Go get them, fire. Anyway, so yeah, that was tough.
Yeah.
It's tough on everybody.
It was tough on kids that had to stay home and, you know,
and
do
homeschool. And, you know, there was that whole, I remember that whole, there was like 2 years there where the juniors couldn't have a junior prom.
Yeah.
I mean, how tragic is that for them in their growing up? You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, Mom, tell me about your junior prom. Oh, we didn't have one because...
Right. Or your graduation.
Everybody freaked out. Yeah, exactly. Graduation didn't happen.
Well, it did here because they went around the football field.
But
that's smart.
In the United States, as a whole, it didn't happen.
No. Wyoming, we're just a little smarter, I think.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to give America like a D-. That's just from Travis. So,
well,
one day when I'm president, you can critique me. But right now, that's my opinion.
I think it's about a D. So I'm right there with you.
Yep.
But we're not going to talk politics.
No,
we promised we wouldn't do that.
We're on to good things today,
yes,
MJ.
We are.
So you know, we're a few days into January, and I felt like it would be appropriate to talk about goals. For the year, for our lives, for whatever reason, you know. And I thought, there goes our EMS. We're like 20 minutes behind everybody though, guys. What's happening? We'd be there by now.
We keep squirreling.
Sorry. We see an ambulance and we're always going to critique him because that's us. So, goals.
Goals.
Why? Why do you set a goal? Why would anybody want to set a goal? Knowing... I'm only going to speak for me, but my past history with goals is not commendable, probably.
I think mine, too. I think some years I've been a lot better, but I think you have to make them realistic, first of all.
Okay.
You know, if I say I'm going to run the Boston Marathon and I'm going to start in about June to start training, that's not realistic.
Sure.
So
I'm going to piggyback off that for a second. So
okay.
One of the goals that I made, I keep my goals real. I keep them. I don't make a lot of them. I make them simple. And
you're supposed to not make a ton of them.
Right. And I feel because it's easier for me to remember them because a lot of people say, if you don't write them down, they're not a goal. Well, to me, I don't write anything down anymore generally. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to type it. But I have three goals.
Okay.
And my one goal is to run the Star Valley Half Marathon.
Oh, that's a good goal.
Yeah, in July.
In July. Okay.
Yep. And I've invited my brothers. To come up. And so, you know, that's one goal that when you say you can't start training in June, I really don't have an option around here. I can't start training until like May because we have ice on the roads.
Yeah.
But I can, what I'm doing right now is I'm on my bike just burning it up, you know, trying to at least get
treadmill.
The lungs in shape and strengthen my leg muscles and that sort of thing. Yeah. Treadmill. I don't have a treadmill, but
you could go to the gym.
I could, but I...
I'm not a gym girl.
I have a hard time.
I know.
Just have a hard time. I get so unmotivated in the gym. But if I can get home, I can turn on a little Huey Lewis and some AC/DC in my headphones. Mm-hmm. I can generally do a... I mean, I work out until I am completely soaking wet.
Mm.
And I've actually learned to enjoy that.
Good.
So anyway, that was one of my goals, was to run the half marathon. The other one is to reach a certain body weight.
Okay.
I have that goal for myself this year. And I actually think I'm going to do it.
I think you will too.
I think I'm going to do it. I've only got like 17 pounds to go.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, good.
So that's good. And then my last one was a kind of a spiritual goal. It was to read my scriptures. Just finish a block of scriptures by the end of the year.
Cool.
So, I mean, those were my three goals. And I thought, you know, if I could accomplish those, that would be monumental for Travis in 2024.
Right. And I think short-term goals are considered 3 months to maybe 2 years.
Yes.
Those are good to have. But long-term goals too, you know, like 5 years from now, I want to be completely out of debt. You know, completely.
Oh, man.
But mine's even shorter than that I have. And I have a goal of I want to physically visit my children and grandchildren once a month because they live in another state. And I want to go to a game or I want to go to lunch.
Wow, that's a goal. Once a month.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I think I can do it, you know. And if I miss a month, I've missed a month, but I'm going to go to the next month. That's the problem with goals is, you know, we get going on it. We're all raring to lose that weight. And then Christmas happens.
Yeah.
The worst time to try and lose weight.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, and I definitely want to be in healthier shape.
Yep.
So.
I think a lot of New Year's goals revolve around health in some form or another. You know, I kind of made a few little notes here that what I was thinking that popped into my head regarding goals. And I think that they help us to improve and maybe foster a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
And give our lives direction, you know, for the year. One thing that I think a lot of people, that resonates with a lot of people when it comes to the new year, is a fresh start.
Sure.
I think that we just look back and we're like, dude, Travis, what the crap did you do in 2023? That was a horrible year for you. You know, I mean, so it gives you that chance to start over, maybe reflect on your personal growth and other parts of your lives and kind of refocus, the direction that you feel like you need to go.
Sure.
And I think that's a blessing and kind of a neat thing that we get to do every year.
Sure.
And whether or not you are a person that likes to set goals, you can't help. I don't think you can help that it's the start of a new year reflecting on what you want to do better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's innately in us to do that.
Yeah, there's a saying that says, do what you need to do before you do what you want to do.
Wow.
And that's exactly. And I don't think it has to be in January. I think in April, you can come up with some new goals. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. I'm going to try and, you know, down the line. Wow. Hey, we've had so many people pass us.
There goes Medic One. Go get him, Coop.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you say that.
Do what you need to do before you want to do what you want to do.
And sometimes, like, I find myself in this realm of unknown. Like, I don't know what 2024 is going to look like for Travis.
Of course.
I really don't.
Right.
I mean, normally, you know, a lot of my thoughts always revolve around food, you know, but I was just like, always like, well, if I can just keep a Dr. Pepper, I'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone. That is eternally gone for Travis now, you know? So what is that going to look like? What am I going to find comfort in in 2024? Because a lot of times we get diagnosed with something, our life changes, we lose a loved one. You know, a lot of people right now are faced of a new year without their spouse.
Sure.
Or the loss of a child, you know? And so those are the things that kind of rip you. But I still feel like it is an opportunity that we have to refocus on maybe things that are more important.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know what's more important than a cherry Dr. Pepper with little chunky ice in it. I really don't. And someday I'm going to have a conversation with the Lord about that.
What could be greater is when the time comes and your daughter gets married and she wants to dance, has the dance with her dad, and you're in good enough shape that you can go out there and literally shake a rug
Well, I will cut a rug.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about that, but my daughter will probably die from embarrassment.
Well, that's
just knowing my daughters.
Right, right. For sure. And you love to embarrass them.
I do. I live to embarrass them.
But, you know, that's a goal that, yeah, so you don't have the, you know, cherry Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
So.
That's a good point, MJ. I appreciate you saying that. That's a good point. And those are things that I think we need to deeply reflect on of what is maybe more important than what you felt was important last year. That's a good point. What's more important? I think maybe that should be our theme of the year, at least for me. What's more important?
Yeah, I'm on the bandwagon with you.
I like that.
Yeah.
Typically thinking New Year's goals are going to be maybe more optimistic. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I think people are going to be setting goals that are going to, when attainable, will help them raise themselves up, you know, somehow. Mm-hmm. Optimistic of things that are good to come.
And you want to be around people that help with that.
And make positive changes.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to hang out with people that are Debbie Downers. Well, you know, so what? Yeah.
Yeah. I know that... on some of the things I was reading, one of the main areas that people, and this was just in the United States, a poll that was done, but one of the main areas of goal setting this year was personal development.
Mm.
So, you know, it wasn't so much, maybe, you know, eating healthy is personal development, but it was more focused on, income and employment and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that's interesting. I don't know if my goals would be more aspirations. As far, I feel like I'm content, you know, with that right now. I am finishing up my PhD.
And that's so awesome.
It is cool.
And you're just like a year away, aren't you?
About a year and a half.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
The real. Yeah. And so, I mean, but nonetheless, you know, if you get a PhD, I still want to just stay here in Star Valley and raise my kids.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any aspirations of running for president.
Yet.
I don't. I just could not throw myself in that slithering pool of filth and slime.
I know.
Just looking at it, I get the feeling of so much corruption.
Mm-hmm.
I look at these people, the allegations that are brought against them, the proof that they have, and you cannot touch them.
Yeah.
If you and I did half, if you and I did a tenth
of
what our country leaders do, you and I would never see the light of day.
That's right. Yep.
This Epstein list. Sorry, I don't know how we're sliding so far.
I know, that really slid in the crapper.
Those people that are on the Epstein list, I would challenge you to make a New Year's goal.
A life goal.
A life-changing goal to fix things before it's too late.
Right.
I mean, good grief, slimy people.
And financially, I mean, I go to the grocery store and I just don't understand how it quickly changed so quickly as being triple, you know?
If you could explain that to me, I would vote you for president.
I can't.
Overnight.
Yes.
We went from $1.50, $1.80 gas.
Yeah.
To $6 last summer in Cokeville.
Wow. That's crazy.
I don't get it.
I don't
understand it.
Yeah.
And milk and cereal, everything.
Junk food
as a whole.
Right.
Out the window. You know, Megan and I, we took our girls to a movie.
Top Gun.
We went and saw Top Gun. What a great show, by the way.
I mean,
I actually cried.
Uh-huh.
Like at the beginning of the movie when it went boom, doo, doo, doo. Oh my gosh. I'm going to cry again.
So that was this summer. right?
Yeah, it was the summer, and it reminded me of when I was a kid. I was just like, oh my gosh. I mean, what kid didn't love Top Gun? Yeah. But anyway, we spent over $100.
No.
Me, my wife, and my two girls at a movie. Granted, we had some popcorn and drinks, but it was $100. It was a little over $100 to take my kids to a movie.
And our theater here isn't like Salt Lake City.
No, and it's not, but
our tickets are pretty reasonable.
$100. Wow. Here in Afton.
That's just crazy.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I mean, not that I want to see businesses succeed, and this is not poking anything at business owners. This is poking at the economy that we live in.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can remember Megan and I in college going to a movie and we could go under $10, both of us, you know, and it was our income the last 4 years hasn't kept up with inflation, you know. No employer is going to say, oh, hey, you've had a 30% cost of increase, you know, living, let's give you another 30%. Sure. It just doesn't happen.
Right. And I kind of think those cheaper fun dates are more fun. In the end, I mean,
but out of necessity, that's what we're doing.
Yeah,
and I think you're right. I think it is bringing kids back to, oh, it really is fun to go out and play catch with mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it really is fun to go take a walk down by the river with the dog and skip rocks. And so you're right. I feel like there's been a huge movement back towards what is real and what is fulfilling in life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, Top Gun was fulfilling. I mean,
it was a great movie.
If Top Gun 3 came out tomorrow, I would go blow $100 and take my kids to go see Top Gun 3, you know. But very few movies anymore.
Yeah.
That are coming out would make me want to blow $100.
Exactly.
Spend that on my kids. Yeah. So.
I don't even know the last time. And we even have movie passes that we received at Christmas for gifts.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm saving it for something spectacular to come out. But yeah, if our listeners have any good movies out there that we should see,
yeah,
I would love it.
So it's along those same lines. Of going back to our roots kind of a thing, you know? So, we normally have Disney Plus,
right?
My family and I, but this year we didn't renew it at Christmas time. We didn't buy it. I just felt like everything's going in a wrong direction at times. And so, our family now, we are hooked on Gunsmoke.
Oh, really?
The old Matt Dillon.
Oh, I love that.
Gunsmoke. And I mean, I'm telling you, it has become an addiction.
That's so
with
fun.
My family. And of course, Megan, you know, on school nights, no TV, no nothing, you know. But when the weekend comes, we're popping popcorn and we're watching Gunsmoke.
Sure. That's great.
It is so cool.
That is so fun.
And my girls are loving it, you know. Yeah. And then the other night we watched, remember the old show Matlock?
Oh, sure.
I mean, the Andy Griffith, you know. We watched Matlock, and I was so entertained, and I just thought, you know what, this is so neat, you know. And as my kids, you know, watching them get excited about something that was on when I was a kid, I couldn't get them excited about MASH.
Oh,
where they were drawing the line. That
I love MASH. I'm sorry.
Who doesn't in our era? I mean that. But I heard a phrase one time that said, when you were born in the 70s, how did you know when it was your time to go to bed? And it played the song of MASH.
Da, 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 really?
Da. And that was true, because I knew that was right after the news, and it was my time
and
to
Johnny
go to bed.
And Johnny Carson.
And Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Yep, Johnny Carson.
Huh.
So anyway, that was just kind of nostalgic, you know. Yeah.
Sure.
It's just neat, but it's been so fun watching my girls enjoy some of the things that I did when I was a kid. Dukes of Hazzard is another one that we found that we've been watching.
Yeah.
And they love it.
That's awesome.
Roscoe, Pico Train, and Boss Hogg. And I just...
Yeah.
I mean, at first they were like, Dad, you watch this when you're a kid? But once they got into it and the General Lee was screaming all over town, it was... Gosh, it was a good time.
What kind of things do they like to watch with nowadays?
So that's a good question.
It's harder.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Obviously, Harry Potter was a huge influence on my family. Mm-hmm. I never read a book.
I have not read Harry Potter. I'm like the only person in you on the face of the earth.
Exactly.
Seriously.
My wife read them all. My girls have read them all. And there for a while when my girls were younger, that's what they wanted to watch, a Harry Potter, mm-hmm. you know, and in all fairness, it was entertaining.
Sure.
You know, I think the thing for me was how this Rowley lady came up with this. I mean,
right.
What kind of mind comes exactly. up with a portal that's in between two train station doors in mm-hmm. the brick? I mean, I could never have thought of right. that in a million years. So, yeah.
She is a great writer, I will say.
Oh my goodness.
Really? And, I mean, amazing.
But the thing about it is TV is not what TV used to be.
No.
And so my girls, we don't watch any TV. Mm. We don't have rabbit ears and we don't pay for any kind of streaming service, you know,
sure.
other than, Disney. So it was all.
Do you have YouTube?
No, we don't have YouTube TV.
'Cause I like YouTube 'cause you can get local stations on it.
Oh, can you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're talking YouTube TV, not just YouTube, right?
Yeah, YouTube TV.
Yeah. So, but there's what we've found, and my girls are really good at this, but there are a lot of free streaming
uh-huh.
things out there. One of them that where we've been watching Gunsmoke is called Pluto TV.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it and Matlock and all mm-hmm. those, it's all free on there.
And there's Freebie.
Freebie.
Yeah.
Freebie's another one. And I haven't played around with that one.
Oh, that one has some really cute ones too.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But again, the economy and, you know, I just want to say that people who write good stuff, that you wouldn't be embarrassed if your grandma was sitting next to you, you know, watching. We need some more people like that in the world.
Don't we?
Yeah.
We do. We really do.
Everywhere.
I feel like that's what's missing in our world mm-hmm. today is that influence.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think as we end the podcast today, maybe just a challenge to us and our readers is try to be that person that can be a change for good.
That's right.
In the world. And you know, in the world where it's so fast paced and so hard to find time to just be around each other, your family. If you don't have family, maybe you and your spouse or you and a good friend, you know, but spend that quality time because it's so easy to just get hooked on our phones and just disconnect from our families.
I'm so annoyed when I'm talking to someone and they pick up their phone and they just keep looking at their phone, answering a text while I'm talking to them. I just think that's the rudest.
Well, it's horrible.
Put it down.
But honestly, I did not know I was doing that.
Mm.
And I didn't know I was doing it until my wife pointed it out one day. And she's like, Travis, look what you're doing.
Yeah.
And
I was a little
embarrassed.
Bit. Yeah.
I was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my girls are really good at pointing that out. And so I try when I go home from work,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't try to call Travis after 4:30 in the afternoon because I won't answer. It's
right.
It's off.
Right.
And it's sitting in the bedroom. And I just don't have my phone on me.
Yeah. And that's great.
And
when you go to a restaurant with your kids, keep them in the car.
Absolutely.
Everybody's,
you don't need them.
Everybody's at the table waiting for their food while they're on their phone.
Okay. So the Why Your Story podcast, as we close this year, our goal for us and all of our listeners
that's
is
right.
leave the phone home. What would E.T. say?
Phone home?
Yeah. Leave the phone home.
But you
that would be
E.T.
E.T. in 2024. Leave the phone home.
But really, we hope you have some good goals out there, some long-range goals, some short-range goals. And, you know, if it gets frustrating, then go on to another goal. You know, make sure that it's an achievable goal and that you have people backing you up. And, just... We can make this world a better place. All of us can by just small, simple acts.
Just do it based on what's important. I mean, but base your goals on what's going to bring you more happiness in the years to come. Long lasting.
Not
happiness.
Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's very shallow. Whoever would say Cherry Dr. Pepper would be.
I don't know. Shallow person.
Shallow person. Shallow. Everyone. Have a happy new year.
Have a happy new year.
Thank you to our sponsors, Star Valley Health. We couldn't do this without you.
We are grateful for Star Valley Media and Duke and
SVI Media.
And
our sponsor, SBI Media.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Duke, Dal, and Dan.
Duke, Dal, and Dan. Thank you to all you guys. Eco
we
Life.
We appreciate you.
Love you.
Yep.
Happy New Year, everybody. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.